four big classrooms, about 25, 30 classes.
Yeah. So you had...
We'd get out on the ground. We had a ball team. We had everybody, you know. That was fun.
Yeah.
Had a big auditorium up above and have programs and plays, and we'd be in plays.
Oh, that was a big school then.
Like, had a nigger minstrel, and I learned my part, but I didn't use that brogue till that night. And you know, my ones in the play didn't believe it was me because I was blacked up.
Yeah.
And he pinched me. He said, "That's not you." I said, "It is. See, I use that nigger talk. I had it down perfect."
Really? That's funny.
And of course, I...
You had them all fooled then, huh?
Yeah, except the one that blacked me up.
Yeah.
Me and him went in another room, you know, had all kinds of rooms, you know.
Yeah.
Lunch, you know, different rooms in there. So we blacked up, and so he didn't believe me. He just never did believe me.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Well, what did you do right after you graduated from high school?
No, I just went back to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you get married? How old were you when you got married?
I was 38 years old.
That's a long time. For most people get married right when they get out of high school.
I know, but geez,
that's too young.
Too much. I grew till I was 25 years old.
You did?
Yeah, I grew in height till I was 25. I slowly. See, when I was 10 years old, I just weighed 60 pounds.
My goodness, that's little.
I was just a skin and bone. Until I went to service, and I gained 2 inches in my waist.
Huh.
Because of the exercise and the food and then that regular hours, you know, go to bed and then get up to just exactly the same time.
Yeah.
And that exercise made them...
That's supposed to be good for
I was the stoutest, strongest man I believe I could have run across the United States, walked... I tried to walk from Fort Worth home jillions of times, but the people were so good they'd stop and beg me to ride with them. I got down to Montgomery Wards on Riverside the last time. A boy begged me to drive his car. Said, "I'm sleepy. Will you drive while I sleep?"
My goodness.
Now, I didn't know him. He didn't know me. So I drove to Waukesha. When I got to Waukesha, he woke up.
My goodness.
And so I never did get to walk. See, physical training, when you're young, you can be anything you want to be.
Yeah, that's true.
It took 6 weeks to get all that worked out. We were so sore, we had high fever, you know.
Mm.
We're young, all of us, you know, if you're not used to it. You could hardly get up in the mornings. You could hardly bend. But
ooh,
we got out there and we marched and we did all those things. We run and running this guy, you know, one of the officers is supposed to let us. Got to run inside of him. And he said, "Keep up with me." And I'd outrun him, just aggravated. Of course, we farm boy, you know, had all used to that anyway. And just two or three of them young men fell out. Said, "I'm having a heart attack." And I'd look back, he'd just fall on the ground, turn white. I don't know, whatever. We never did know what happened to him. Most of those men in there were desk jobs, see.
Yeah.
I went in, you know, late, because I was being deferred on the farm.
Yeah.
But they were these desk men. They were professionals. One was the editor of a paper El Paso, Texas, and he was a Mexican, but he was the nicest. You just love him. And me and him sat out on the porch, and he'd call and say, "Mama." He was homesick. He wanted to go home. This Moncrief, I guess, is a big shot in Fort Worth, and I'm sure that's the same one I was to serve with, because it looks like him when you show him on television.
Yeah, Mike Moncrief.
Yeah, and he was in the administration building. He did all the desk work, you know. And he was a blonde, he looks just like me, and I bet that's mine.
He probably is.
And so we had a lot of, you know, I had a lot of fun with all those. Some of them were commercial artists. One boy, he was from up north, he'd sit there at this past time, he'd look out through the window, he threw an airplane parked, and he looked like a photograph with a pencil.
Huh, that's amazing. I don't understand
how people. And there were magicians in there. I was the only, just one more farmer from Midlothian. But they were every kind of a professional man. They took the barrel, you know, they dug down the barrel and got all them.
Yeah, got everybody.
And they were all tenderfoots. But, you know, they want a farm boy. And